Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sponge After Show, where we can talk freely as adults.
Fuck yeah.
And Anna can explain how she's bleeding out of her sniz right now.
Laying eggs.
Oh no.
She was
it's like a homicide.
Me and Blitz were
bathroom.
Talking in the green room, and Anna goes up. I'm laying eggs like a duck.
You were having important conversation about business, and so she comes rolling in, talking about fucking bleeding.
She tries to roll in like she's like, and she tries to roll in like she's just cool, like she can just chime right on into our conversation.
Right.
That's what she chimes in with? I'm bleeding?
Well, that's what I was feeling at the time. I was just sharing my thoughts.
Great conversation.
You know, your girlfriend, the redhead, thought I was, you know, dialed it
yeah.
in. Is she available?
No, she just got engaged.
Yeah.
she was like, what is Bubba doing? He looks great.
Yeah. I'm getting dialed in.
Yeah.
For blastings.
You are. You're great. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really in the blasting game.
Just blasting yourself?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I was just like,
Dude, when are we going to hang out some nights? Let's go out.
And go to the amateur works and blast.
We'll go all over, yeah.
Yeah, you go down to UT.
Who wants to go on an 8-mile walk with you, Bubba?
Fuck that. That's Bubba repellent right there. 8-mile walk. You want me not to come see you? Tell me we're going on an 8-mile walk.
Do I need to call the fucking ambulance again?
Yeah.
I got that bill the other day. They sent it to my house.
Oh, they did?
It's like a $1,000 ambulance ride bill.
Hey, you know what? When Tyler went on the ambulance for his wreck at USAC, it was like $850. Yep. I literally paid him $12 a month.
So it's in her name because, you know, I called 911 and they came to my house.
Hold on. So, is a person that calls 911 responsible?
Well, so hold on. It's in her name, but my address. And they said, well, because they're not going to take your ID as they're fucking taking you away. So they're like, hey, if you have insurance information, which she does, like get it to us. So I took a picture of it and sent it to her. And I was like, hey, by the way, this bill.
I took a picture of it and I sent it to her. Does that mean you two aren't blasted no more?
Why not?
You sent her a picture of his cock, too.
Yeah.
Actually, over the bill.
And a bill?
Over the bill.
So pay both of these, bitch.
I laid the bill out and then put my cock on top of it and took a picture and said, here.
And the paper was 8.5 by 11 and it made it across ways, coast to coast.
That's hilarious.
So these are both for you.
Do you send cock pics?
No.
He just takes them in
the
shower.
He just shows them to you.
You send cock pics.
I don't send them.
But you take them?
I do.
I don't take them anymore.
I haven't in a while, to be honest.
Seems like a lot of energy to me. Although I did, and Blitch, you were part of this conversation, so let's not mention who it was.
Okay.
But it wasn't me, and it wasn't you. But we were talking to somebody, maybe in Fort Walton Beach,
okay,
that was giving us the ins and outs. If you remember this conversation, giving us the ins and outs of how to take cock pics, and supposedly there's cock pic filters. Like, there's filters that you can put on your dick.
Yeah, because, well, I was telling...
And I didn't know of any of this stuff. I mean, every time I've sent a cockpit, it's just the cockpit. It's just
right. cock that you have.
Hold on. I didn't know about the filters either. I just knew about the angles, but not the filters.
Yeah, I don't even know about the angles. I don't even know what kind of fuck. By the way, I don't even know what kind of fucking phone I have because I just ordered a new case for
it. Yeah, how does it working for you? How's that new case working for you?
Oh, shit, Bubba. You don't even know what phone you have?
Look.
Isn't it a 12?
Not so good.
No, he's got like a 13, right?
No. I got a regular I got a regular 12 Pro, but not the Pro plus. Max, and I got the Plus.
He asked me the other day, what phone do I have? I need to get a case. I said, Bubba, you have the 12 Pro.
Oh, what are you going to do with that case, Bubba?
You want it?
Do you have a 12 Pro Max on me?
Oh, no, I don't have a Max now.
So neither does he.
Does anybody in our life have a 12? Hold on. Jesus, what does your girlfriend have?
The Pro Max.
A 12?
The 12?
Yes.
Sounds like she's got a new case on standby.
She's got a Tyler Clem fucking hard case Willie, doesn't she?
Yes.
So she doesn't want this shitty Silicon Jones, does she? She's got a Tyler
Clem hard case Willie, all right.
Yeah, she's got a Tyler Clem hard case Willie.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't want this. Does anybody have a 12 Pro Plus?
I'll take it and sell it.
What do you mean,
by the way, Tyler, it was like $10 new.
Yeah. It's $10 new.
Well, it's all right, Daddy. I'll take that $10.
Daddy, I'll sell that thing for $6 right now.
You know what? Give it to, if you're going to just sit, like, do nothing with it, give it to Tyler. Let him get $4. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean,
so you've just been rolling around with a naked phone this whole time?
For a couple days.
About a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's
scary.
It is scary because these things are fucking $1,200.
Yeah, they are.
Fucking phones. $1,200.
Yeah.
Come get it, Jesus.
What happened to the other case?
Well, go wake up, Tyler, and go in there and get that thing.
The other case, go get it. The other case, the button, the volume button.
Got fucked up.
Got broken. And then in order to get the volume, you got to fucking put a little pin in there or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, fuck that.
So right now I'm just raw, but it scares me.
Yeah.
Coming over, Jesus.
Great catch.
Did he catch it?
It was a horrible throw.
It's also dark, so.
I love you.
Yeah, sure.
Tyler. Excuses. So, who's all going to the
We all are.
Is it the 12th or the 13th?
13th.
We're all going, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, is Dan taking the Clade?
I think so. I'm just going to confirm with him. We talked about it.
So, he's driving us?
I am.
Okay.
Blitz is driving with his unbelievable radar.
Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be the four of us?
Yep.
No, I think... Is this your four? You
yeah.
Unless Butch brings a chick that you had to call 911 on. Or Lummy brings Ashley.
No, she has to watch Walker.
No, hold on.
The thing.
Hold on, Lummy.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have to watch Walker because you guys have unbelievable family support care system, her family. So you guys go to Bucks games and Lightning games. So if you wanted, you could take
No, we checked it. They actually have plans that weekend. Mm. They're
that's
going
what,
out of town.
That's what Ashley told him to say.
No, that's what it is. They're from Vero Beach.
Are you going to tell her you got that boss man's got low heeks? I haven't seen this fucking kid yet.
Oh, she knows.
She does?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said...
we'll too fucking bad.
I don't want to see him now. You guys have kept him from me so long.
Oh, their plan worked. Look at that.
Shut up, Blitz.
How are you? How could you live with yourself? The guy that has made you a fucking
superstar.
I don't
listen to Blitz. Blitz is just being a dick.
The guy that's made, I mean, Lummy, let's just be honest. Where else would you scratch radio?
Nowhere.
No. Don't patronize me.
I'm answering you. I'm mad at Blitz right now.
I mean,
What did I say?
Oh, I knew what I was going to say earlier today, and I forgot it.
Okay, what?
And I can't say it because Dan's not here tomorrow.
Damn it.
But I've been talking to some of the Bubba Army, council.
Okay, yeah.
I've been talking to the council.
Okay.
And Lummy, a lot of the council. Now, you know the council is kind of like, that's the upper, that's like the insider shit. That's like, I'm not mentioning any names that talk to me about this particular topic, but like WAGs. And and hold on, and Cable Dog and Scott Landers and Creatine and Big Red and fucking Bubba Light and Country Girl and Airtight and Sniz Business Shivering Niz Biscuits.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Iggy.
They got Lummy Heat.
Iggy, Nash Brothers, like you know the fucking the. The upper homies.
Yeah, the upper homies.
And not all of them. I've not had the discussion with all of them. So, Lummy, you can't pinpoint who said this, but
yeah. Hootie Who was left out.
But it's at least three of those said that Dan is more over than you right now.
Oh, of course he is. Dan's the man.
No, like for like.
Yeah, he's
for
been
real.
The champ
Lummy's
the longest.
Lummy's not going to contest that.
Yeah, like, Dr. Dan's the champ.
Like for real.
Lummy's always said he's not over. So no, I'm not going to say that.
Lummy. Dan has been the champ a long time.
A long time.
But he's not.
How over is Dan Lummy?
Super over. See? He's the most over person on the show right now.
See?
Lummy, don't patronize me, motherfucker.
I'm not patronizing you. I'm glad that he's over.
I don't even know what that means, Bubba.
I'm glad that he's over.
What does patronization mean?
That means you like America.
Yes. I'm very patriotic, Bubba.
What? When I say quit patronizing me, what's that mean?
Pretty much just telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So blow me on up.
But, Anna, are you knitting? What the fuck are you
doing?
Huh? Oh, I was just opening my backpack so I could put on some chapstick.
Oh, yeah, chapstick.
What a weird bitch.
What? My lips are chapped. It's getting drier out.
God, you need a rough guy.
So dry.
It's not dry out.
You need a rough guy.
It is for me.
You need some guy to fucking to ragdoll you.
I kind of had one yesterday.
What do you mean?
During my jiu-jitsu class.
You get ragdolled?
Well, I ended up getting partnered with a guy, and he was a beginner, and he had a lot of energy.
He's probably like, did he have a boner?
No, he did not have a boner. No. Mm-mm.
Right,
he was young, but he was just, you know... He let me feel his power. I'll just say that.
And you and let's just be honest.
It was kind of cool.
You kind I mean,
even though
he's
young as fuck.
Listen, you kind of liked being manhandled by a man a little bit, did you not? I mean, I know you're gonna fucking sit here and beg off on the deal, but
no, I didn't say that. I wouldn't say no to that. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of nice when you feel just the strength of a man, and you're like, oh shit,
right? And, and you know that he could just absolutely fuck
just
the shit
fucking
out.
Murder me. Yeah.
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 You know, you're at his mercy.
Yeah. He was like low-key showing how to choke him out on me. He's like, oh, you want to wrap your arm this way and then that way? And he's like choking me. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now.
You know, I think you need. I think you do need this jiu-jitsu to kind of toughen you up a little bit because you're so not tough.
I am when it comes to athletic stuff.
No, you are when it comes to working out.
We saw your boxing video.
But like you're not tough. Yeah. And by the way, I don't care if Carmen's got 100 fucking pounds on you. You got a hell of a punch. Like, I don't know that you were that good of a puncher when she pummeled you.
Well, because she was a lot heavier.
Because had you just fucking used that jab to keep her off you, she would have been eating jabs all night long.
And she was, but again, I was getting gassed and she would just like push me over.
Are you in better shape now than you were then?
I would say I'm stronger now for sure.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So anyway, I think that you do need this jiu-jitsu class to toughen you up a little bit. You're tough when it comes to like weights and maybe playing some sports, but you're not tough in life.
No, certainly not.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
And, you know, to the point where even putting fake fingernails ruins your day.
Well, that really hurt when they would bend back.
Right.
And you can't be doing that if you're
now,
grappling.
So this guy... You're obviously in the beginner jiu-jitsu deal, Matt Arroyo's deal.
Yeah, it's so much fun, Bubba. You would actually really enjoy it.
I've done a few courses.
I know, but
me and you were supposed to, Bubba.
Yeah, well, I tell you one thing. I don't. My life doesn't even resume back to normal. I wrote it down until Monday
next week, right?
No.
Well, after February.
Oh.
It's Monday. It's Monday the 15th.
Yeah.
Monday the 15th, I start getting back to a little bit normal.
Oh, I didn't realize this. I thought it was next
Monday
the
15th. Monday the 15th. And it starts getting a little bit normal. December's not bad at all. And January's I got the barp party.
Mm-hmm.
So all of December, we'll be planning of that.
What about the hangover special?
That's the 8th.
Yeah, I know.
And then Lucas comes in on the 30, 31, and 1. So I'm fucked.
Wait, of January.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
We should do a group class. Like, the BRN takes a jiu-jitsu class together.
Like, that would be
private
actually
lesson.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
My professor, Professor Jeff, he's awesome.
Who's going to be paired with who? Who gets you?
Maybe we could bring...
No, bitch. We're doing it. We're doing it here. So Dan,
do it here.
I don't think we can do it here.
No, we're
Bubba.
Not doing it here,
we
but we're
mats.
Doing it with the people here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm
there's
saying.
Nobody. We're not bringing no motherfuckers in. Okay. So here's what you got. You got me, you got Lummy, got Dan, you got Jay, you got Blitch, you got Tyler, and you got you. That's the official lineup. Now, I would say that you probably need Jay or Dan.
I would assume they would want to be paired together because they're kind of the same size, but yeah, no, probably one of them.
One of those has to be with you.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to be with...
Tyler?
Probably... I'm the heaviest. And Lovey, you're the second.
I mean, you don't have to be like pound for pound the same size, but...
I'm going
to
be...
Like, me and Tyler couldn't do anything.
Tyler probably would match up better because our height.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lummy and Blitz would probably match up.
Because of height.
Because of their height.
Right.
And then we just got, you know, whoever does it, you know.
Dr. Dan just by himself.
No.
No, Dan's going to go with Anna.
Who's Jay going with?
We don't know that Jay's going to participate.
We could bring Babyface in.
Yeah, me and Babyface. That's a better size match.
No, Dan and Babyface.
Yeah.
Then I'll be with Jay.
Yeah. They would kill each other.
That'd be hilarious.
You need to be with Babyface.
Me?
No, that's
what
not.
If Babyface
tooth
is
on
a
tooth.
Lot, what if
what same if, size?
What if Babyface is a lot tougher
than Dan?
We need Babyface and Dan. That's the match.
But tough doesn't really matter if you don't know the technique.
Yeah,
you don't
technique,
know shit.
Technique is everything.
And I don't know shit. I'm a beginner, but it's fun.
Do they teach you rear naked?
I haven't learned that yet, but I will be soon.
What did you learn yesterday?
What do you call it? Like getting out of control four, which is just like a posturing position, and control two, control four, bridging, stuff like that.
Do you like it?
I fucking love it.
Does it make your pussy wet?
Doesn't make my pussy wet. It makes everything else wet because it's hot, but.
You think Reagan would like it?
Yeah. Her boyfriend, used to do it. We talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about it last night.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, I know. I know they have like great sex and stuff. He's sporting mustache now. It was very distracting. It was hard for me to have a conversation with him last night.
Did he look like a cop?
He looks like a goofy cop.
Is it just a mustache?
It's just a stash.
He's not tying it into a goatee or nothing.
No, because he used to have like a full beard, and then I'm just like, are you a narc? Like, what's your deal, bro?
Like a cop. What does Reagan think about it?
I didn't ask her, but I just noticed.
Sits on that fucking thing? You know, you think she sits on it and likes it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But it just threw me off yesterday. I'm like, oh, there's your chin, and what's with that stash?
You're right. You know what? That's what made Anna full whap when we had Howard on today. She just like was bam, 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 bam.
Well, yeah.
That was cool as hell. Bubba, I'm very impressed. Like, that is fucking awesome. I'm going to definitely be cutting that up and putting it on Instagram.
People don't give us near the credit.
They're gonna know now.
I really don't get near the fucking credit.
And Jackson has that video, by the way. I already sent it to him.
So according to blogspot.com, Bubba and Howard are kings of media.
I really think that I don't know that Sirius has planned life after Howard.
I don't think they know what they're doing, to be honest with you.
And they don't. And they're no longer the sexiest space, you know, Rogan's Spotify and other distribution methods are probably as sexy. But I would think that, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but I'm thinking that, you know, I wonder what Sirius's plans are post Howard. I mean, like you have established a men skewing morning show as your franchise, you know, as your franchised morning, you know, as your big morning show.
Yeah.
Do you just abandon that and go with music, or do you continue to try to...
those commercials are showing a lot of celebrities. Trickney Ashley, 1,000 bits.
I actually did get some insight to somebody that works there, and their mentality is now celebrities. They don't like...
I mean, it kind of always has been, but
that Kevin Hart, they all live in a home together kind of thing.
So, I mean, here's how ridiculous they are. If you turn on Sirius now, Sirius Hits 1 is on channel 2.
Yeah, because, one for free for the rental cars.
Right. They could have made channel 0 the free one or something else, but like literally because they want to make channel 1 the free channel, they've now Sirius Hits 1 that's supposed to be on channel 1 is now on channel 2. That's so stupid.
I don't know that they know what they're doing.
Hold on, Thomas. Oh, yes. I ran out of news.
Anna's pissed, started getting whiz again.
A little bit.
What's this, Lummy?
That's our commercials they've been running with all the celebrities.
Hey, Kevin, do you want some lasagna?
Basically like a barrel.
I made lasagna.
Who's that guy?
That's David Grohl from Foo Fighters.
That's what? Him.
I made lasagna.
Who's Tanya?
What?
What?
Kevin, do you want some lasagna?
You stepped.
Who's that girl?
I have no idea.
You stepped in what?
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 I made lasagna.
I thought that was George Bush.
No, it was Brett Favre.
Sorry.
What?
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 Brett fucking Favre.
What? I made lasagna. Tomorrow is mañana. What?
Yeah.
Mm. That's not great.
Yeah, I've been told that they're trying to go all celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, that's what.
Remember back in the day, even, like, they would hire people who've never done a
Oprah.
Day in radio. Yeah, like. Because they thought name value was more.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx, yep. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
I mean, at least Tony Hawk did a show.
Eminem.
Mike Hawk.
I think Eminem still has his own channel. Shade 45.
Shade 45.
I think they pay him like $10 million a year to like not go on the station.
Yeah, to not do anything.
Whatever. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm building. And today's front page on Twitch was quite refreshing, was it not?
It was great.
And of all guests to have while we're on the front page is, you know, the greatest of all time, Howard.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I just don't know. I still think you're in radio. I still think you're doing radio, and you need a certain amount of people that know how to do radio. And that the truckers and the commuters and the men that were all Howard Stern fans need something besides Jamie Foxx.
Kevin Hart.
Brett Favre.
Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm. I think they need
something.
At least
Steve Harvey does radio.
Yeah.
True. So, but if you've established a Howard Stern-like morning show, do you just cut that off at the knees when Howard's gone and be like, okay, that was a phase, or that was the early portion of our development. Now we're taking it to celebrity-based. And if that is, I get it. I probably am not in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want a radio guy that is similar to the legend that just retired, there's really only one fucking guy that you, I mean, there's only one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. And Howard hates everybody except me and Kid Chris.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't be on the phone fast enough with me and Kid Chris to be like, which one of you bozos wants to do mornings and which one of you want to do afternoons?
I don't get it.
And Kid Chris and I'd be like, hey, hell fucking, I know Kid Chris quite well. I bet you Kid would probably take afternoons and we'll do mornings. And you know what? Afternoons wouldn't hurt my feelings either.
Right.
Not one bit. But I think I don't even know if I'm going to be around. I'll be 60 years old by the time Howard retires.
Well, unless they go back to the 101. The way they did it back
no,
then.
No, they're not going to. Listen, we don't have a chance to be on Sirius while Howard's still there.
Probably not.
And
not while he's like doing full time stuff.
Right. And I don't blame them for that. Howard wants to ride out his last four years as with no competition. No, like, you know, I get it. I truly get it. It's a business deal, and I get it. But what happens to life after Howard? Do you just say, fuck it? You know, I've been told that he has a cum of about 5 to 7 million people a morning. So do you just, I mean, that's a pretty, I think they have 35 to 40 million total subscribers. And if you have, you know, 5 to 7 that are attributed to Howard, how do you just not super serve those people into something similar that they've been conditioned to listen to since 06? I don't know. I think for pennies on the dollar, you put somebody in there that resembles him in some way, shape, or form so that you don't have 5 or 7 million cancellations.
And I would imagine you would want some overlap between you and Howard. You don't just want someone there when he's gone. You want someone to kind of warm up and how Howard, you know, blesses and praises and kind of transfer over the power that way.
I think maybe if Howard was good with it, you could get like the last maybe 2 or 3 months of Howard.
You definitely want some overlap.
But it may not. Yes, you want that.
Yeah.
But Howard may not want that.
Sure, I understand. I'm just saying business-wise, it would make sense.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, James. I was watching America's Funniest Videos last night.
Yeah. You still watch that?
America's Funniest Videos?
Yes, it's Carl.
A little 8-year-old Anna on there. You guys have to check out the video. She won last night.
Little 8-year-old Anna.
This isn't going to be good.
One. America's Funniest Videos.
Is she special needs?
Last
is this
night.
A joke?
Pretty much. I'm telling you, it's her at 8 is talking about how she doesn't want to touch boys, how she only loves her mom and dad. It's Anna.
All right, we'll try to look for it, okay, buddy? Lummy's on the Bing deal, which means we probably won't find it. But I do think that this is Howard's way of throwing me a little bone.
I agree.
I really do. Howard doesn't like very many radio guys, and I think this is his way of like, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get you on because they hate you, and which I get, but let me throw you some bones, keep you relevant with my crowd, you know, poke some fun at you, create a little content, and, who knows what the mentality of Sirius will be when Howard has 6 months left. Right now, they hear me screaming, hey, what are you going to do for Howard? They don't give a fuck. They still got 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere, neither are they.
The fact that he has you built in as a character on his show is a good sign.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trust me.
And that's a new thing. He just started doing that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Bubba's Ass Pal. I have a quick comment on your shipping department and the merch crick.
All right.
I received my order, and I praise her for the handwritten note about the Let's Go Brandon shirt being shipped at a different time.
And she's ate up by this shit. She's so good. She's like, you know what? I got some people that ordered multiple stuff, so I'm going to get the multiple stuff out, and then I'm going to write them a hand note saying that your Brandon shirt, as soon as we get them, which probably should be tomorrow, I'll get it out. So she said she was going to do that, and she's the best. She really is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was amazed when I opened it up, and it was on a message from the Bubba Love Sponge, handwritten inside of it, thanking for being Bubba Army.
She better Merch Crick. She better signed at Merch Crick, too.
Oh, and she did. She did. She did. She said, thanks again to Merch Crick.
By the way, Blitz, we got this guy, One-Eyed Billy's good friend, does like laminates and wraps and things like that, and he made me 1,000 Bubba Army stickers, and I'm talking about like ones that are laminated, like nice ones. And so I'm putting one of those in for every order as well.
Cool.
So a lot of people's like, hey, I'd like to have a Bubba Army sticker put on my window or something like that. So hopefully, did you get a sticker?
No, I did not, but I'm fine with that.
You're going to get one. We just got them this weekend. So when your Brandon shirt ships, you'll get a sticker.
I got a question.
I was going to say, if not, I'd get it at the BART party when we see you in January.
Bubba's Ass Towel. I love you, buddy.
All right, love you all too.
Quarter his. What?
Can I have one?
What?
A Bubba Army sticker.
We even have camouflage ones.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You got a bone on that deal, don't you?
I do. I got 3 of them.
I'll get them. I think they're in my truck.
Okay.
If not, I'll bring them in tomorrow.
I need to use your truck one day soon, too.
Whenever the fuck you want it, buddy.
Thank you.
Listen, what's mine? Just make sure I don't have to need it, and I don't.
Okay.
Take it.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. You want the keys?
Well, probably if I want the truck, yeah. Want a crick?
What do you want?
Crick? You want a car?
I'm good there.
You want a crick? You want a car? You want a sticker? What do you want, buddy?
Sticker and truck. I'm good.
That's
on the crick.
Jesus.
You got to get that truck unloaded, buddy. You got to unload that truck, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm okay. Daddy.
Okay, Danny. I'll get that truck unloaded, Danny.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry, I got a third second to piss you off, Danny.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take a nap first, and then I'll do it.
Take a nap, Daddy.
Daddy.
And then I'm going to maybe power wash that car, Daddy. Sorry, I got a third second piss you off, Danny.
Piss you off?
Yeah, I wanted 3 firsts, bitch. Bad.
Oh, I did my best, but Daddy, I did my best.
I wanted at least 1 first out of 3.
Yeah.
I was tired, Daddy, from the gauntlet. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Hey, Tyler,
it's all your fault.
Are you fully recovered from the gauntlet?
Fully recovered.
All right. I mean, how about you? Be honest. Are you still a little tender?
I'm a little tender, but I'm recovered enough to move.
Recovered enough to do it again?
No, to move.
Would you want to do it again?
I mean, you know, I know there's a long line in front of me, so
right.
I'll get in the back of it.
It's fucking tough.
The way back of it. 2 years from now.
It's 2 years from now.
That's how long the line is. Everyone wants to do it.
No, I don't know anybody that wants to
do it. Dr. Dan does. Blitz wants to do it.
No, I don't think Blitz really wants to do it. I don't think Dan really wants to do it. I think they would do it to appease me.
Correct.
Oh.
Here's this fucking asshole that we were talking about earlier today that killed the TikTok sensation, the San Diego guy that killed us.
Would fucking destroy that guy in court. If that was like, if he did something to my family, man.
But I'm gonna tell you something. I'd kung through that fucking. I guarantee you this
goddamn wrecking ball.
I guarantee you this
like
ain't
the Kool-Aid man that you are.
This ain't fucking bulletproof. I would Kool-Aid through there.
I sure would.
Say Blitz, I'm gonna Kool-Aid through there. Then you come in behind me, okay?
I would fuck that guy up.
I would fuck his mouth right there.
I would too.
What?
Yeah. I put my dick right through those little fucking speaker holes right
in
his face.
That'll show him.
Yeah.
If he killed your
sister. Open your mouth and suck my dick.
If he killed your sister,
he's going to suck my cock.
That or Blitz, I'd fucking have a big fucking tough guy in prison shank him.
What about the guy that got shot 6 times in the back of the head?
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, poor
but,
guy.
Does she have a nice ass? Like,
look, like in all reality, like I'm a nice guy. Like, I don't want to fucking hurt anybody, but if you do something like that, man, I will fucking destroy you.
I think I can play it here, can I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, even like where I start it usually.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Joe Biden. Let's go,
Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. You know what they say.
And I got to tell you, man, during the Michigan State-Michigan game, every major college game I watched this weekend.
That baseball game the other day, they were starting to chant, "Let's go, Brandon," and Trump's in the fucking stands just laughing.
Yeah.
He is laughing.
He should be up here fucking leading them. He should have a flag that says, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yeah.
Because when you say, "Let's go, Brandon," you're really not saying nothing.
Right.
You're supporting that kid at Talladega.
Mm-hmm.
We're supporting Brandon the Quad.
He's going to get sucked off by
you. Know what they say.
Caitlin Hatley.
Hey, that's right. Brandon the Quad's gonna get sucked off right to zero from Caitlin Hatley
on video.
I think we're almost, we might hit 1,000 today.
He rolled up in the ass.
As I pull off in the ass, don't nobody.
Were we at five? Did we hit 5 grand today?
4,900.
Yeah, we were close. It was like 4,920.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no shit.
Like his ass, huh? Tried to cover up and tell the people, go, Brandon.
What?
What they saying, though? You can hear the chant in every post. Don't nobody want this commie because we not in China. Everybody hated Trump and now they out to catch a body. That's what they.
So this is Trump, I think, at the Atlanta game,
is it
not?
Yeah, game four.
Oh, yeah, that's him laughing.
Game four, right here.
Let's go, Brandon, with Trump laughing.
Let's go, Brandon.
He's gaining a little weight.
Yeah, he's getting old, man.
His wife still looks good, though.
Wife looks good as
she just turned 40 the other day.
No, she's almost 50, right?
She's so beautiful, man. And she's so classy. Send me Melania Trump immediately.
So classy, her titties out.
Titties out. Look at her. That's a good girl right there.
51.
Oh, 51. Okay.
Send me a photo spread immediately. Look at her supporting her man.
Yep. Great wife.
God, she's beautiful. Is she not? I mean, Anna,
the hottest first lady that ever was.
But yet,
she was a model.
But they were not cool to her at all.
No, they were.
I mean, you don't see anybody fucking with Jill Biden now, do you? But that's all they did.
Ivanka Trump turned 40.
That's all they did is fuck with Melania.
A lot, yeah.
whatever the fuck her name was. Look at that. That's Mrs. Clem all day. Mm-hmm. How old is she? 50?
51. All right, I got some pictures, but you can't put them on Twitch.
I'll bring
her naked ones?
She's
not nude. Blitz, do not put these on Twitch, okay?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's her nude ones before she married Trump.
Yeah, this is, I mean, when she was a model.
I think it was
in, also those titties.
It's in Trump's, I think it's in Trump's plane, actually.
So, yeah, some of them are.
Oh, really? Anna, Blitz, don't show nothing, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, where are they at, right here?
Yeah, the ones in, where, you can see them.
You know what they say.
I mean, you don't see them?
Well, this is...
You gotta tell them where to click, otherwise they're clicking an ad, bitch. Tell them where to click.
Click. Yeah, go down, scroll down.
Nude pictures?
No, scroll down. You could see there.
Where, right here?
No, yeah, and the one next to it.
Oh my god.
Jeez, Anna.
What? It works
Anna,
for me.
Fucking C word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
Look,
ho.
Blitz, look at that.
I
Did
like
she
that.
Really wear that out?
No, that's Photoshop.
Is that Photoshop?
It's Photoshop.
Yeah. Although, I mean,
she's been nude before, so it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Where am I seeing? Anna, where do you got
okay,
me?
Okay, I'm going to...
You don't fucking know.
Oh, man.
No.
You know what they're saying, ho?
You know what you're not
here.
Saying, ho?
Here.
Because you don't know what the fuck you saying,
what link
ho?
Are you sending, ho?
Let's see.
What link are you
shut
sending, ho?
Up,
you
see,
shut the
works.
Fuck up. Don't tell my friend to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
This is the same shit. You sent me a few
scroll
minutes.
Scroll down. Scroll. And then the one on the left.
Right here?
Yes. Click that.
God, I hope it's an ad. Oh, damn, it worked.
It's blurred out.
That's not her.
I think that's her.
That's not her.
Who the fuck
that's
is that?
That's not her.
Are you sure? I think
look
it's her.
At that.
She was young. She was like 20 when her
what link are you sending, ho?
Yeah.
She don't fucking know.
Fine.
What link are you sending, ho? She doesn't fucking know. That bitch is straight, like Denzel Lewis would say. Oh my God.
Straight fire?
Straight fucking fire. Oh. I wouldn't need Cialis for her. Hello.
Maybe a daily.
No, I,
hey,
need
what's
da-
up,
you, I need a daily. You need a daily Cialis to keep that prostate down, kid.
Right.
It's Hootie.
Speaking of prostate, what's up, Hootie?
Hey, Hootie, where's those fucking shoes at, kid?
Yeah.
He's supposed I told to- Lummy the other day. He called me Friday. That's what.
He's really on pill. He's on a lot of pill. The pill count's high today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What you on, buddy?
He said I could bring him to 199.
Well, you better, if you don't have him, that's your admission into 199.
And helping Saturday.
Yeah, and I need a full, all hands on deck that Saturday thereafter, Hootie. No excuses, no drunk, no pills.
Well, there was another rule for him, though, remember?
His wife.
Yeah,
I told
wife.
Him to.
Yeah,
she has to be present.
She's so beautiful.
There you go.
Your wife is so hot.
I got to get my wife to come help me install a car lift or whatever you were doing. What are you guys doing? Working on
it. Don't worry about that.
I haven't been part of the Get Fresh crew in so long.
Oh, you got to bring her to 199.
You got to bring her to 199, then take her home, and then come back.
Double click.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Why does fucking Anna have pictures of naked Melania on her fucking
it's called
phone?
Google,
like,
you
ready
dumb
at
fuck.
Any given
well,
minute.
Well, actually, don't attack Hootie because you really haven't sent him any of the real nude photos yet. So
I don't want to see him. I'm over it. I'm already
I thought this one was even sexier than a nude.
All right, send it to me.
No, I did.
You
that
did.
One with their titties out.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
So, Hootie, listen, I need you for that Saturday part of this huge ass project, not with your wife. I need your wife here to handle you that Friday there before. I don't need her to do some car lifting bullshit. I need her to keep you from making an ass out of yourself on Friday night.
All right. I'll probably do that.
All right.
With the shoes in hand.
Shoes in hand. You don't have those shoes.
No, I got them. No, they're good.
How do you think they're going to be fucked up?
they're gonna
wrong
be...
color, wrong size, wrong style. Which is
we
it?
We don't know what to do.
I don't even know that he'll have...
Get, too. They were on the coast of fucking L.A. for like 8 days before I could get them, so.
That fucking bitch that had to call 911 on sent me a fucking pair that came like 3 days later.
Well, she got the backlog ones.
Hootie, what have you been up to? How's business?
Well, it's starting to pick back up. Yeah, starting to click along and kind of.
How's the pills?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I'd take some of those too, just saying.
Yeah, so not as good as yours apparently, fucking. Ghosting us yesterday made us have to fucking listen to Anna for four fucking hours. So.
I feel really bad about that, but I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't fucking, honestly, God, I couldn't. I was in no condition to do a show. I mean, listen, I get a little bit older. I get stuck in my ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much an artiste. Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have lied and said I was sick, or I could have said I fucking, you know, over gimmicked myself. I mean, what?
Well, you started out lying.
How'd I lie?
You just said I could lie and say I was sick. So you started out lying.
No, I said I. Shut up, Blitz, in my fucking head. Jesus God, I can't take it much longer. I need to go take a shit.
You need to poop, right?
No, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone.
800-273-8255, you're never alone. I took a big shit this morning.
I believe
me
it.
Too.
Nice one.
I took a fucking coast to coast and around the bowl.
You did?
Oh, it was so nice. Fucking cabled out.
I will tell Tyler, who was the last person to shit in your bathroom? Because I had to get your plunger today. Somebody clogged it up, and it wasn't me.
It was me, Daddy.
Construction Jesus?
No. Tyler?
Did Ace lay a fucking cable?
Did somebody lay cable in your bathroom?
No.
Because it was fucking plugged up this morning. I had to go get your plunger and undo it.
Maybe it was your sister.
Did you ask the other person?
Oh.
No.
Tyler came over and just laid it down.
It was probably Tara.
It's probably Ace. Laid the cave. Enough of you, Jesus.
Don't be talking about Ace that way, Daddy.
Don't be talking about my girlfriend that way, Daddy, laying cable. I mean, even though every girl's got to steal poop, she laid some cable down, Daddy. Forgot to plunge it.
I'll come in there.
I'll come here, whoop your ass. You start talking about my girlfriend.
Little purple jersey with $100. Kiss her.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ace is so cool. She's and Tyler both. Did Tyler needs see? More airtime, too. You guys need to work on more airtime.
Fuck Tyler's airtime. He's never awake. Motherfucker's sleeping half the time. I mean, when you literally make the expression you could do this job in your sleep, he's fucking doing it. I will tell you this.
I'll be there with shoes in hand and wife, and you know.
God, I love your wife. She's so
construction
hot.
Construction crew. And,
does your wife know? Does your wife
get back with the boys? What?
Does your wife know that I think she's hot as fuck?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it to her once or twice.
No, but did she like? I actually publicly say it on the air. Like, does she hear? Does she ever listen to the show?
I think she prefers not to hear some of the rhetoric.
I know, but do you tell her, like, I'm like, man, Bubba was talking about how hot you were again today. Fuck.
Well, no, I mean, there was a 199. I think you said you wanted to blast her, and she caught that part. And so she, it's a compliment. That's always a compliment.
Yeah, whatever. Hootie is such a flim-flam and talking out of both sides of his mouth bullshit.
His kids report back to her and tell her what they hear. Yeah.
So what happens when he brings a green size 12 shoe on Friday?
I don't know. I know that's your deal.
You
I can't
still
fucking
need
deal
his
with
help
it.
On Saturday. So
he can come Saturday, just not Friday.
Yeah, Friday. He walks in with a good shoe, and that doesn't matter.
Shoes. Not shoe.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't say shoe. It's a pair. He can't just bring one motherfucking shoe.
Well, they only sent fucking one at this point. I mean, the other one should be here soon. So,
I gotta
go. Guys.
See you later. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I'll bring his Rattler for you.
Well, I mean, then we're talking. Fuck a shoe.
I'm about some earlier. I forget.
Fuck the shoe.
Think it's time for us to get out of here or what?
You gotta go poop?
I don't know. We're almost at 1,000. You think we get 1,000? Do we usually hit 1,000 on the after?
No, we're usually not. 800.
Yeah, about 800 or 900.
I think we're pacing about 100 ahead.
Yeah, we are.
So, I mean, how do people that are on the 917? How do they click up and get me a G ball? I'm just saying, like, how do you do that? Do you raid me? Do you fucking finger me? Do you?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
They're gonna finger raid you. They gotta go take the link.
Yes,
and tell the friend.
The basketball court is level. That was two. That was two projects ago.
The court's not level.
No. He's talking about the court. Well, no, we got to get We Pave, We Seal out
the
there.
The court's not level.
The court will be level. We Pave, We Seal.
Yes.
Go Shuck is going to get it before the BARP party.
Yep.
Nice. And then we'll be able to stripe it.
I'll get with Kevin tonight, too. We'll start talking about, like, tent sizes
we do,
and all
we,
that.
Yeah, yep. And a stage.
All right.
I'm sad you're not coming with us on the 13th.
Who?
I'm sad you're not driving with us on the 13th.
Why?
Because you're fun. Mm. You were really fun last time.
Can we play chicken in the back? Did you ever play chicken as a kid?
What kind of chicken?
Maybe your
probably
guys,
not.
Your chicken wasn't the same as our chicken.
No,
I was gonna say I
don't know what you're talking about.
when we were like in seventh and eighth grade, us old timers, you would be on the bus with the girl. Like when you would go, on Friday nights, they would have a fan bus, and your mom and dad, like, they would, because you're in seventh and eighth grade and you can't drive.
Okay.
But if you wanted to go to the Warsaw football game that was out of town.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You would go
If you met at the school.
You met at the school.
Okay.
And they would have a bus or two.
Yeah.
That would take the seventh and eighth. I mean, I don't even think that they could even do this shit anymore. But, like, you know, if you were a student, you know, you couldn't be some guy that lived in town that wanted to go. But if you were a student.
Like, show your school ID. You get
They know if you're, like, in my hometown, they knew if you're a fucking student or not.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't think they do that for, like, seventh and eighth and all. I don't think they do that here.
So they did that in Warsaw. So, in seventh and eighth grade, and that's when you're starting to kind of, you know, fuck around, you know, like.
You're at least interested in the opposite sex.
Yeah, that's when you're trying to. I mean, here's the deal. In seventh and eighth grade, you're trying to do the following. Squeeze tits. Grab ass, kiss, and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not, maybe in seventh and eighth grade now they're fucking and all that kind of shit. But back when I was in seventh and eighth grade, it was squeeze some titties, make out heavily.
Yep.
Maybe have them touch your wiener, but through the pants.
Yeah.
Maybe you touch their vag, but through the pants.
Mm-hmm. Which, at that point, like, why?
Yeah, but still. Yeah. Like, that was a big deal.
It was,
And then you could be, like, making out in the back, and you'd be in the back of the bus, and they would have, like, one teacher, but it would sit in the front of the bus, and at night, you know, fucking people were just in the back doing shit.
Yeah, as long as you weren't making a lot of noise, they didn't care.
Yeah. But it wasn't where, you know, if you had a girlfriend or a girl liked you, you could sit by her.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get Cheeto's finger until about ninth.
Right.
Ninth, tenth is when you started getting the Cheetos finger. But before that, it was just over the material.
I remember there was one kid in middle school, like, that he got Cheetos fingers, and it was, like, after like, a school dance. And it was, like, the big news of the school for, like, a month.
Did you hear Jimmy got Cheetos fingers on Rondo? No fucking way. Yeah. I smelled it, too. You know, because when you get Cheetos fingers and you go to your buddy and go, hey, look, and you put it underneath his nose and you smelled it and you'd be like, that was fucking Rhonda right over there.
Mm.
Like, you know, you didn't give a fuck. You just got Cheetos fingers. You savored the moment. You didn't go wash your hands, please.
No, you tried to not wash them for a long time.
You tried to show all your boys.
Yeah.
And your boys would act like you just opened up a tuna can.
Ew! Sun-kissed.
So anyway.
Sun-kissed.
Chicken would be, you had this girl. You had this girl. You're on the fan. And by the way, chicken could only happen on the fan bus because you couldn't do it on the regular school bus because there was, during the day, and it was just, you know, you're going home.
Yeah, right. It doesn't mean your girlfriend didn't always ride the bus.
Yeah.
And you may not be able to.
But, like, when you're on the fan bus, sometimes it'd be an hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you'd be on and it was always dark. You know, like, you'd leave, like, at 6 o'clock for a football game or 5 o'clock. And by the time, so you'd spend the entire game. You were supposed to be watching the fucking football game, but you'd spend the entire game flirting with this bitch.
Of course. That's all that mattered.
Pouring popcorn on her and just doing stupid shit, running up and down the bleachers, just doing stupid shit.
Yep.
Not fucking watching one down of the varsity football team.
Fuck no.
And then you'd get back on the bus, and hopefully you'd be kind of like, you figured out who you were going to, like, sit with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the whole getting there, and the whole game was
all warm everybody up.
Was all about who the fuck, you know, is going to be your victim or try.
Right.
Like, and so you
would sit there and you'd be like, you'd put your hand on her leg and you'd start at her knee.
Oh, okay.
And you'd go, chicken? And she'd go, no. And then you'd move it down like a, you know, 6 inches and a little bit, like halfway down her leg. And you'd go, chicken? She'd go, no. Then maybe you'd give her one more shot as you went to the crease of the leg deal, chicken.
Okay.
And most girls would say, yes, chicken. And you'd stop. But occasionally you could be, oh, no. And then you'd just go right for the.
Yeah, grab she's laying
the bus.
Eggs.
Oh, well, you didn't.
And what are the other kids on the bus doing? Are they like, go, go, no. Todd, go?
No, they're playing their games of chicken.
Oh, so yeah. All right.
And so, like, the guy in front of you might be actually full blown making out. And then there'd be a guy in front of him who was just a fucking loser, and he was just by himself.
Yeah, that'd be me.
And then there's a guy beside you, and, you know, he'd be making out. And then there'd be a guy in front of him with a girl, and he'd be trying to get some tit, grab some tit. And then there'd be, like, a real naughty girl, and she'd actually be rubbing your boner.
So I know that you don't like holding hands with girls, Bubba, but, like, when you're driving and you're with a chick, do you like to put your hand like on her leg?
No.
You don't?
No.
His arms aren't long enough.
God.
Hold on.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Bitch, what did you say?
Said your arms aren't
what
long enough.
What the fuck
said your arms aren't long enough, Bubba? That's what he said.
I mean, is she wrong?
Well, I mean, fucking look at her mad. Give her like I'm going to
That's a mad look?
Tell him, let me, like this.
Banana shamama.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you
want
right.
to go to jail forever?
Lummy, you're a pussy. You can't scare nobody, Lummy.
I'm sorry, I'm going to laugh.
You scare yourself. Fucking little bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
No, you.
No, you, Lummy.
You.
He's talking about you.
Yeah, I'm a little bitch.
So.
Bitch.
No, I don't, I'm not a big hand holder.
Oh, I knew that, but.
I'm not a big any of that.
You just like to grip your boys, like ear grip your boys.
Yeah, you put your hand on Dan's knee, but not a girl's.
Yeah, I have a video of that actually at court. You guys are so fucking cute.
I wasn't even going there.
Sorry.
I'm just not a big public.
You are with your boys. You are with your boys.
Maybe I'm bi.
You fuck women.
What?
Well,
ooh.
Maybe I'm bi. I don't know.
I feel like you fuck women, but you fall in love with men.
What?
We've been over this before.
I don't disagree.
You love
with that.
Dan, what? But you're attracted
no, but,
to women.
But hold on, I love Blitz too, and I love Richard.
That's what
and
I love.
Yeah, I think,
and
I
love Tom.
You're making
and
a point.
And I love Larry.
Yeah.
And I love Sumo. And I love.
There's a guy on camera hoping you pick them.
I don't think I have you on that level, Lummy.
Oh, no.
Now you just broke his
heart. You did just break his heart.
No, for real. Like, you're not, I don't love you the same way I love, you know, Richard.
Oh.
I've tried to get close to you, but you got married up and got a kid. I mean, yeah. Like, fuck.
Right.
Look what you're showing me, kid.
You're trying to create
distance. He shows you nothing but love at all times, though.
We've never hung out very
the
much.
The most Stockholm fucker I've ever seen is Lummy. Next to Dan.
I've never taken any penis. I don't like penis. I don't want to touch penis. I don't want penis in me or on me or anything. I don't want my penis in or on any man. Now, if that's your thing, that's great. That's in the world we live in, no
right.
problem.
And nobody edit that audio and take out the don't on every one of those.
No, if
Why
you do, you're fired. But they're going right there fucking around with me.
I'm telling people not to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling people when it happens, I'm fucking firing you for it, Blitz.
Yeah, because you gave me the idea.
Okay,
exactly.
I just scribbled that off.
I was just reading the chat. Oh.
So, like, I'm just saying, like, Lummy, I don't love you the way I love them.
How does that make you feel, Lummy?
I love you in a different way. Lummy, you are not very close to me.
I still get a love, though.
No, but you're not very close to me.
He loves you like a master loves his slave.
I'll take it.
He's a true, it's true Stockholm at its finest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Job well done, Bubba.
I mean,
job well done.
People, like, there's people that are Stockholming a person, they don't love that guy. The Stockholm person loves
yes.
the Stockholm-er, but the Stockholm-e is, I
doesn't
don't know if
love
I got
the Stockholmed.
Right. Whatever.
You got it? Oh.
But I guess I am more grabby with my boyfriends
oh, yeah.
than I am my girlfriends.
Yeah, you are.
But I like to fuck girls.
Sure.
So what?
Why wouldn't you?
Man, wouldn't that just absolutely blow a therapist's mind? Be like, you know what? I show more like touchy affection
yeah.
to my boy, to my guy friends. Than I do the women that I'm fucking.
Do you think there'd ever be a time where you'd be able to go to a therapist and actually tell them the truth?
No. No.
Put
no,
them
no.
in therapy.
Yeah, let's go ahead and end the program with that one. See you tomorrow.
Crypto Boy Teller. I got this new dance for y'all called the Crypto Boy. You gotta invest and then 10 times it from left to right. Crypto Boy up in the show, he makes money grow to more.
Why'd you call him Crypto Boy?
That stupid man Lummy.
Now Lummy,
you call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Stupid man on the show now.
Come on Lummy,
show respect. This is Kevin Hazlett. Can't just call him Crypto Boy and then chug the vodka Gatorade.
Why Lummy?
You call him Crypto Boy.
You
call him Crypto Boy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Kevin's law.
Show respect.
Crypto Boy up in the show, his sons take over. The world.
10 houses for the 30.
Kevin never gets his hands dirty. Chick-fil-A and a gorgeous wife play on the islands, live the life. Kevin is the man, get rich bit mining with the ants. Buying crypto, Lummy's dumb. Buy some crypto for his son. Why'd you call him Crypto Boy? That stupid man, Lummy.
Now, Lummy,
you call him Crypto Lummy. You call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Stupid man on the show now.
Let's quit spending so much time at amateur works getting 15 girls' phone numbers and plowing five of them. I need help buying more Ethereum. It's now worth 0.01783837th of a cent.
Too busy doing naked, naked, bony, bony time.